The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, 7:05 in the morning here on January the 7th, January the 7th, 2015. And I'm here with, of course, Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you?
Awake,
you're
alert.
You're wearing, you're layering here today, but you still have that, your blue Hawaiian shirt on there, dude.
Well, try for that festive appearance.
Yeah, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, Ed Roman was going to be joining us with the, on Talk About Crime, and, Diane.
And the, cue the sirens.
And cue the sirens, right. And Diane Alder will be here for the and she's going to be talking about the chicken law, you know, the law that's changing the cost of your eggs. Anyway, and let's start off with the new. Let's start off with the weather, though.
Well, it's good news and bad news. The good news is sunny and a high near 70. The bad news, it's January.
You know what? Come to you know what? Front page news today, and you're married to a weather specialist. But another dry month coming up. Is it going to look like January?
It's shaping up that way, and this is what we do not want.
No, it's not good.
It is what we don't want. Meanwhile, folks in the Midwest are freezing body parts.
It's 20 degrees below with wind chill. It's only zero in a lot of those places, but with the wind 20 below, 15 below. I mean, it's crazy out there.
I have friends back east who are not happy right now and make faces at me when I mention the temperatures around here. Overnight low will be 44, mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 65, and no rain in the foreseeable future. Not so
70,
good.
70 degrees today? Is that what you said?
That's what we're going to reach, yes. Right now it is 36 degrees. This report is brought to you by the good folks at Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned and operated. Their customers are warm friends. They have discounts, of course, for veterans and seniors. Bullet Train, we talked about it yesterday, is coming, whether we like it or not, except for a few things. They started yesterday. You know, we discussed it. The problem is that they're being sued by Central Valley farmers saying, you're not coming through here. And the other thing, and this is a big thing, they need federal funds for this. Mm-hmm. And who was one of the guys that led the fight in the assembly while he was here against the bullet train to nowhere? Doug LaMalfa.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Doug LaMalfa? Oh, starting his second term in Congress. I don't think he's changed. I don't think his viewpoints on the bullet train have changed since he's left here. At least the last time I talked to him, he still thought it wasn't a great idea. Spending all this. Well, the other thing, too, is
did you hear Moonbeam this morning?
Oh, he said he likes trains.
I don't know where the money's coming from, but we're going to get it.
Yeah. I don't know where the money's coming from.
I know where the money's coming from.
Well, we know we're all money. Remember those four rules of money yesterday? You know, the four ways people spend money. And the last one, unfortunately, is what happens with government. It's not my money being spent on people I don't know. So I don't really care how much things cost. But here on this one is that they don't have the land. They don't have the tracks. They don't have the environmental part. All of this down. Everybody's fighting this thing. So I have no idea why we're spending any dollars on it when they've already said it's going to, you know, it's way over cost already. I mean, it was a lie from the beginning. And I like railroads. Well, then, you know what, Governor? Buy an H2O set or H2 set. What are those things? Those little ones. I tell you what. If it'll save hundreds of millions of dollars, I'll buy you a Line L set. We'll put it up in front of the Capitol and let you look at it, and you can go, woo woo, we'll give you a little engineer cap.
Sacramento's got a great railroad museum. Go set your office over there.
It is. It's right down from the Capitol, too. I drove by it the other day. You know what?
You can't make this
I know.
Up.
I know. What can I say here? Hey, we have inside. By the way, we have an intern with us starting today. Elton, you don't have to get on the line. You don't have to get on the radio yet, Elton, but you will.
Or did you just see a deer in the headlights?
Yeah. No, I'm going to talk. You know, Elton is a Simpson University senior, plays on the baseball team, and is in a broadcast major, a communications type of guy, and has been broadcasting some of their games out there. He wants to learn a little bit more about radio, so he's here, and we're going to put him to work. Love interns. Okay, now, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. Two more dollar stores are opening, one in Shasta Lake and one in the outlet malls area. Of course, the outlet mall area has, you know, it's got a lot of room there. But two more dollar stores. Now, is this good news or bad news?
Where else would the homeless camp be hind?
Okay, now, going beyond that, you are so cynical sometimes, Bad Bob. Okay, but the bottom line on this is this good news or bad news when you have a bunch of dollar stores in an area? I mean, it's cheaper, but, I mean, how many dollar stores do you need? Now, this is like the fourth, I don't know, one, two, three. I know of three at least. I mean, just not even trying to think about it. But there's one, you know, there's one down there off of Hilltop. There's one up on Lake, and there's one down there on Athens. There may be a few others, you know. But how many do you need? But this is out in the city of Shasta Lake, and this is in Anderson, so they're different. Yeah, I understand
that. It's an extension of what used to be called the Pizza Factor.
Well, yeah, but you know, wouldn't we rather see the $100 stores?
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
less than $100 in this store. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if you could start one of those. Nothing less than $100 in this store.
I think that's called Costco. It'll let you out the door.
No, it's you can't get out of this door for less than $100. You know, and if you get out for $100, you know what? If I get out of Costco with $100, I dance up and down, and you know, and they, and you know what? And the people that check your card when you go out, they put a mark to it and they spit on you. I mean, this is. I mean, who can get out of Costco unless you go in there for lunch, which costs you $3.75. For a hot dog, a drink, that's and a slice deal. Of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
And except it's two slices of pizza. You can walk in there, have a lunch for under $5, and you don't have to tip.
Yeah. Seriously, though, there's some great great hardworking people at the Costco.
Oh, I love Costco. Yeah. You know what? How could you get, you know, Costco is always is being like rated number one. Everybody you talk to loves working there. But going back to the dollar stores, you know, for these, is it a good sign to have a lot of dollar stores in an area, or should it be? But the dollar stores, do you go to the dollar store? Does anybody not go to the dollar store now and then?
Very rarely, but yeah.
Okay, you know what you can get there that are really a good bargain. Okay, besides your anniversary cards, you know, is
it's something going to be looked at once
gift
thrown
bags,
away.
Those gift bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, gift bags there. I mean, you can pay $8, $10, $12 for these bags, you know, to put wine and presents in and all this. You go there a buck. And, you know, and now you have to take a look at them. Some of them are dated 2006. But, you know, if you've got somebody that can't read, what do you care? Give it to the dog. All right. You know, one of the good things we have here, and in with this weather being the way it is, where it's really cold during the night, is sleeping. Of course, my sleep number bed, which I am so happy to have. Linda and I both are. And, my sleep number setting is 40, and I've dropped it to 40 because, you know, I'm working out and all this. So just kind of a little bit better like that. But it's a new year, and I would love to be able to give this gift of sleep to everybody I know. And I can do that by you know, just having you all head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. Show them, or have Brian and Janice put you on one of the beds there. See what it feels like. Let them explain it to you, how well it works. And then with the new Sleep IQ technology, you don't have to do anything except sleep. And it's going to be registering how you sleep. And when you think about that, you know, if you're moving around or something like this, it has a tracker feature in it that you don't have to do anything. But then it can take a look at how you're sleeping. I mean, technology is here. And why not use it if it helps you sleep? Because what's more important? And I'm serious about this. What's more important than a good night's sleep?
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, you know, what this does is it can give you adjustments on how you can sleep better. Again, right now, you know, as I've been telling you, Sleep Number is rated the number one bed by Consumer Reports in 2014. And right now you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. Head on down there. Target Shopping Center. Go down and see the Sleep Number store. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking space for chickens and the impact it has on eggs. We'll be right back.
know, Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families. Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be another nice day. Damn it. We want rain. We want more rain. I want to see, you know what, frankly, I want to see my buddies out at Holiday Harbor call me and say, Carl, stop talking about it. Quit asking for rain, man. It's enough. It's enough. I want the gates open. I want to see the water coming down. I want to see people that could... You know that, you know what you could do? You could drive a boat with a 12-foot draft down the middle of the Sacramento. That's what I want. That's what I want. Okay, maybe not that much.
Folks on Park Too Marina much. Might have
Okay, park, okay. All right, I don't want floods. Okay, I guess you got to watch what you ask for though, right? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. in his group. He's got his next classes this weekend. If you haven't, if you're looking for, I don't know if it's, it may already be filled, but he has other classes going for concealed carry. And Shasta County, of course, is the leader per capita in concealed carry, something to be proud of, I believe. People believe in the rights. Nobody's been gotten in trouble that's carried a concealed a pistol or concealed weapon here in Shasta County, by the way, if you want to take a look at that. NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course and help you select the type of pistol you want to carry. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, on the line we have Diane Amble. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Diane's an investigative reporter and a member of the Los Angeles Press Corps, Press Club. And Diane, I listened to Diane, I saw something of Diane the other day when, on one of our other shows, and the battle was on about the new chicken law. Is this correct?
Yes, about eggs, actually, shelled eggs.
About eggs. Let's talk about this. With this, you know, we addressed this when it first came out there on around the beginning of January about the new law, but people don't seem to realize it's going to have a huge impact.
Well, you know, if you eat a muffin at Starbucks or if you like birthday cakes or eggs at the Pancake House, you're going to be paying through it, through the nose. And we're also going to lose probably a lot of our farmers here in California if we haven't already.
And this
our
is,
egg farmers.
And this is because?
Well, Humane Society of the United States and many of their affiliates decided to run a initiative called Prop 2, where they said that they would be representing the welfare of hens, some veal, dairy, those are dairy calves, actually, and pork production. But we really don't have any veal production, and pork here is minimal. So what they did was it was based on shelled hens that produce shelled eggs. And my objection when I spoke at the legislature when this was occurring and I was asking for them to not go along with this because it was a 1-2 punch. Prop 2, and then they brought another bill through Jared Huffman. He was at the time assembly member in Mill Valley. He's now our congressman on the West Coast, all the way up through Del Norte, everywhere, Humboldt, you name it. Basically, what they did was make it so if you are raising hens for shelled eggs, that produce shelled eggs, they have to be able to have twice as much room in their cages. And now they're saying they don't want cages at all. And what I said was, well, you know, this is really about hen welfare. Why is it only for the hens that produce shelled eggs when we produce all kinds of other egg products, liquid eggs, powdered eggs? Shelled eggs is only a small portion of it. They had no reply to that. So at that point, I felt, well, it's not really about hen welfare, most likely. Shelled eggs is the high-dollar item in egg production. So what they've done now is they're looking for the control of food production. Eggs are the most basic food item in the world, and certainly in the United States. We only produce 10% of all eggs. China produces nearly all the rest, at least 50% China produces, for instance. So,
50% of all the eggs in the world or for what we eat?
No, we will be eating China eggs probably soon, that's what I say, but no, just in egg production around the world, just to give you an idea.
Okay, just in egg production around the world, okay.
But so basic in food production, you can't imagine what kind of things eggs are in food, you don't even imagine, because it's an emulsifier. It has lots of properties that you use in food production that, you know it's in your birthday cake most likely, but you don't know what else it's in, and it's in all kinds of foods that are produced.
Hey, Diane, if the so what we're saying here is that it's not just the egg, it's not just the shelled egg producers here in California. It's anywhere else that raise. Or no, that ships their eggs in here. They also
correct.
Have to have
correct.
The same. They also, we are also putting our restrictions on them. People in Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, wherever.
Right, but that didn't come from Prop 2. That came from our own legislature, and they could repeal it tomorrow. But they were somehow convinced very erroneously, of course, that it would hurt the farmers here if they didn't make it so that all the eggs that are shipped into California. And really, there's a lawsuit that's been filed by many of the farmers outside of this area, outside of the state, that it violates the Commerce Clause, and it certainly does. You can't tell other farmers in other states how to raise anything. I don't care if it's a chicken or it's a corn stalk. You know, you just can't tell them how to raise their things and then say otherwise you can't sell it here. It's ludicrous. And our legislature did that. Jared Huffman, with the backing of HSUS, of course, always in the hallways there at the legislature. So they could repeal that part of it.
Do you think that's going to happen, though?
Well, if the citizens demand it, if they revolt and demand it, it could happen. It would take no time at all for them to turn that over, but not Prop 2. Prop 2 was an initiative, so the people voted for it, and in order for that to be turned over, either would have to be thrown out because it's unconstitutional, which I believe it is, or the people vote again and say, hey, you know, my eggs have now already doubled. Actually, eggs have doubled already since 2007 when this began to go into place. It was just put in place January, but when they were beginning to, make noise about the initiative, eggs doubled in price, or almost doubled, maybe 50%. And I said to the United Egg Producer, Mr. Gregory, they represent many of the egg producers in the country. How come eggs are already going up here in California? It's not even been voted on. And he said, because the egg producers in California are not reinvesting. They're going to move. And not only that, but they have to, in order to have double the space, you have to get rid of half of the hens. So what this happened to was...
Wait a minute. Let me get some questions in here. Okay, so the bottom line is, this is for people that don't understand what this law is, Diane. Why don't you tell them real quick what it said, or what the initiative said.
That hens that lay shelled eggs only, not any other kind of egg use, just the ones that go to your table eggs, that
right,
kind.
Right.
They need twice as much room in their cage, and now HSUS says they want them to be cage-free even. So it's still a battle.
You said half the chickens too. Is that only because if they double the space, they're going to have to cut down on the number of chickens?
Exactly. This is California. How can you buy twice as much land or twice as much room and build double the buildings that you need? It's very, very expensive to build here. It's very expensive for the energy to heat these hen houses, et cetera. So,
well, Diane, wasn't the argument on this was it was painful for the chickens to be in this little bitty cage and having to lay eggs?
They argued that, but I would say that it wasn't. I mean, the hens, first of all, would they have to stretch their wings and turn around? Hens don't do that, first of all. They don't do that. They're not like other birds. Their wings are really usually to their sides. The only time they would really extend their wings is if they were sunning themselves, and in these buildings there's no sun. They do have lighting. It's state-of-the-art production, and it also protects, the way that they have it, protects the consumer from salmonella and other types of bacterias that get on eggs that are on the ground or can be contaminated. So this is a way that they've been able to protect the consumer and the chickens themselves. They're actually much healthier. They will have a higher rate of mortality if they actually have them cage-free.
Okay. All right. And we're talking to Diane Amble, an investigative reporter and a member of the L.A. Press Club. We're talking about the initiative B, which had the amount of room given to a chicken in a laying cage that had shelled eggs. It gave them twice as much room. And the impact this is having is, of course, is they have to expand the cage sizes, cut back on the number of chickens, and they've also, through the legislature, made a law that said anybody else that wants to ship eggs into our state has to also abide by these regulations, and the other states are suing over this. They're saying you can't force us to do that. That means we only have half the chickens. So the bottom line on all of this is that we're going to raise the prices of eggs, and it could be, if you're taking half the chickens out, it could be raising the price of eggs another 50%.
At least. It already has jumped to that. And because there may be an egg shortage, they're predicting a possible egg shortage because a lot of farmers don't want to comply with this. We may see, I believe, it, well, we know it's already doubled since September. I mean, it's not just 50%. It's doubled over since 2007. Now it's doubled again. When this started, they were 88 cents a dozen. So it's really...
I noticed that the price of eggs has gone up a lot, it seems like. And I just was wondering when it was going to start happening, and it's happened immediately. Hey, Diane, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're on with Diane Amble, who's an investigative reporter, and she's talking to us about the law, the initiative, and also the laws in our House. Or in our state legislature, which is doubling the size of the cages that chickens are in to lay shelled eggs, not the other types of eggs, which you know that's kind of what's going to happen next. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a Happy Neuter Year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sylvester Stallone, I have 64% more vitamin D, cholesterol 185, down from 215. You know your limit.
The incredible edible egg commercial. That's the incredible edible egg commercial.
I love it. Okay, we're doing egg commercials. We're doing the chicken dance. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl in the bond, it is 7:34 in the morning. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, unfortunately. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's right across the street from C.R. Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard has everything you could possibly imagine in jewelry. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Estate Jewelry, this is where Linda goes to shop. Trust me. This is where Trish Clark, this is where so many other people go down to shop. Because Leonard gives great deals. He has sales all the time. And he's been in the business 46 years. And you think about that. He's a great guy. Leonard and all of his associates down at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Hey, our guest today is, for this segment, is Diane Amble, who is the investigative reporter and a member of the LA Press Club. And she's been talking about the initiative about more room for chickens and the impact it's going to have on our food, the impact it's going to have on our wallet. And, you know, one of the things, Diane, is when you said this is just for shelled eggs, that I can't help but think that this is then if it's shelled eggs right now, then it's going to be all the eggs. I mean, what's the difference between a chicken laying? What is an unshelled egg, by the way? I mean,
eggs, for instance, restaurants buy 50-pound buckets, you know, those big white buckets, plastic buckets filled with liquid eggs. It can be liquid whites, liquid yolks. It can be a combination. It can be added with added corn syrup, depending on what they're producing. So that's where the majority of eggs are actually used for production, so it's not applicable to it. But I will tell you why I believe it's not applicable and why I do not believe that they will then expand it to that. It's because of where will we get the eggs when we have a shortage, when we're no longer producing it here? I bet you anything from Mexico and from China. China being the largest producer of eggs, it's going to come in from there. They cannot send us shelled eggs. It's not possible to ship it over shelled eggs. They don't keep, and they're too fragile. But they can send these frozen buckets of liquid eggs, and this is a way of manipulating our food in America, destroying our businesses, destroying our economy, and letting China move in. And all you need to do, you need to set me free here for a minute, Carl.
Okay.
What we need to do is look and see who did this and why. HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, did this so that they could be the inspectors, that they could get a piece of the action of each farm, that each egg that's produced. They go to the farms, they inspect, they label it humanely raised, and that when our legislature expanded it to any farm that's importing into California, it could be in Kansas, Iowa, wherever, then they will be able to go and inspect there as well as if they want to import to California. So that expanded their three times the size of who they could inspect or would need their inspection. So it was a racket. This is a scheme and artifice. It's racketeering. It's RICO. And HSUS has already been nailed for RICO in a big case with Ringling Brothers or Feld Entertainment. And this is what they do. They are not about animals. They are racketeers. They are mob connected, and not only that, but they are connected with communists around the world. One of the guys sitting on their board is Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong was the author of Agenda 21, which is to control all the people of the world. And definitely they have to decimate the rural society, rural farms, food production in order for Agenda 21 to go into place. They have to control your food and your water. And this is what it's about. And HSUS is going to get their little piece of the action. So what will happen is they're going to bring in eggs probably from China. That's probably why it was deliberately left out.
Okay.
So who's Agenda 21? Who's Maurice Strong? He's an avowed socialist. His mother was a Marxist. He's a communist. He was caught getting $1 million check for the deal he did for Saddam Hussein in Korea. It was a big scandal, oil for food. I mean, this guy is a monster. He lives in China, and yet he's on a Humane Society's board. Why? Why would he be on a Humane Society board? Imagine that.
Well, I see people in my chat room are saying they're ordering baby chicks today.
Oh, yeah.
And if you buy, and it says here is that that you can already buy eggs in jars, raw eggs in jars, down in from Costco. And let's see, I see a lot of problems because a lot of people have already had problems with food from China, you know, including the dog food and all that other stuff.
I try to never buy anything from China. I don't trust anything that they make. They poison their own people, their own babies. When they were poisoning the pets here, they at the same time they were poisoning. That was melamine that they were putting in that tests like protein, but it's just like a plastic product. It's a poison, like shard glass is what it is, microscopic shard glass. And they were putting that in their own baby infant formula in China. And many babies got sick, and I don't even know if any died, but many of them, you can't
didn't they, cure. But didn't they take the guy that was heading that up and execute him for that?
I think three of them were executed. Yeah. Yeah, I think three were executed. But and then the ones that were involved here in the United States, they weren't executed, unfortunately.
Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, is this is the you know that we need to know where our food comes from, first of all. And the fact is that, you know, we trust food that we get here in the United States, so maybe sometimes we shouldn't. But, you know, but for the most part, I trust the food I buy here that's from the United States. I've been in other countries. I've eaten the food in other countries. I've gotten sick in other countries, as many others have. And there could be for a variety of reasons. But the idea of importing eggs, all of our eggs from another country, really truly bothers me because that is such a staple. It's like importing all of our oil. We've learned about that. Now we're starting to drill from this. I would hope that we would have enough common sense, in which I'm not sure we could, because obviously we have problems with this, and I can give you 100 reasons. But the bottom line on this is that people need to stand up and say, wait, this is enough here. You know what? You know, our eggs have quadrupled in price, as is our gas with the new cap and trade. We've got this other new group coming in here that's going to restrict how many, you know, grazing on land. And, you know, which then will cut back on the beef. And then the new dietary, the new diets that there's, you know, it came in from the government saying eat less beef, which is also good for the, quote, global warming. I mean, you know, they're tying all this in together. And, you know, frankly, I think that, you know, people are at one point are just going to say, like they did in this last election, hey, this is enough, guys. Let's fix this. Let's just turn this around.
Well, I don't know when the people will wake up, especially here in California. They seem to be asleep at the wheel, literally.
Well, 18% voted last time. I mean, those 18% were right out there.
Yeah. Well,
you need to get the well, you know, President Obama said, hey, look, I know, but he said, we only had like 30% of you people voted. He says, I'm listening to that other 70%. I mean, of course. You will, because the 30% that voted don't like you. But it's the same thing here. We need to wake up the other 50% that think like, you know what, let's take California back. Let's make it into a state that businesses aren't leaving, that our taxes are under control, that we have a balanced budget. You know, at some point, that 50% has to wake up.
Well, we need to wake up and look at people like Maurice Strong. He's the environmental George Soros. This guy lives in China. He advises the U.N., this guy wants the destruction of America, small business.
Mm-hmm.
He has written all kinds of programs for the control of your food and water. He's a part of that grazing initiative. You name it. He's got his you know, tendrils in it or whatever.
Tentacles
in it. His tentacles. And, I mean, and it goes as far as you want to go further into the carb, you know, cap and trade. It was a Vietnamese that, with no credentials, false credentials, that actually got this cap and trade into place through the what they call the Tran Report. It was a big scandal, and none of the newspapers, nobody reported on this. This guy made up stuff out of the blue, saying that premature babies were going to die because of emissions, and it wasn't true at all. And yet, the legislature knew, or was not told, but many of them knew. The California Resources Board, Air Resources Board, they knew. They didn't tell the legislature. Let them go ahead and vote this thing into place. And this is hurting, again, businesses, small businesses, all the consumers. If you have electricity in your house, it's generated by fuel. This is going to impact your pocket. As well as the truckers and every single business that has anything to do with energy in this state. And people like this Maurice Strong they're the ones behind it.
Well, I'm here with Diane Amble, who is an investigative reporter and has been following us. And, Diane, we really appreciate you being with us today. And we hope that we can bring you back again when we can talk some more about carbon and a couple other things as it's coming through.
Well, when they want to talk about cap and trade because of basically emissions, I want to just ask, why is the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management deliberately burning our lands, which often go catch out a fire right there in Lassen? You had a real big one that was a quote-unquote controlled fire until it wasn't, and they said it twice even until it. Yeah. I think many of you were breathing that smoke.
Well, she got fired out of that.
How come they don't have cap and trade on that?
Well, you know, there's a lot. This is another whole hour show. So we'll get you back on with a couple of our other people here that are talking CARB and these things. And again, Diane Amble has been our guest, investigative reporter and a member of the LA Press Club. Thank you so much, Diane, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay. Hey, Carl and DeBott, we'll be right back after these messages.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Addison's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Addison's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. 36 degrees today. Weather's going to be very nice. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. And in January, get your male dog or cat fixed for only $20. That's right.
Happy Neuter Year. Call Haven Humane out down there this year. Do the healthy thing for your pet and for our society is get your dog and cat fixed. You know what? Unless you're going to be breeding that dog on purpose, why is it walking around able to breed? And same thing about your cat. $20. You're not going to ever beat that price anywhere. And this is through Haven Humane. Give them a call, 241-1658. They're also going to have all types of inoculations starting in February. Reading Rodeo Association says, look, get your tickets now for the May 13th through 16th rodeo, including the Champions Challenge. Head on down to readingrodeo.com and select buy tickets now. You can save a lot of money, or call the ticket office at 241-8559. And then this Saturday, they're having at the City of Shasta Lake a big chili cook-off tasting and farewell roasting of the fire chief, Adrian Rogers, who's moving on with the blessing of Shasta Lake City. They like him. $5 either buys a chili taster round or a visit to each cook or one dinner. Now, all proceeds will benefit the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. All good things. All that right there. Road rage. Have you ever had road rage? Seriously. Now tell me the truth here.
I have found myself getting very upset and doing stupid stuff.
Have you ever pointed a gun at anybody?
Oh, no.
Have you ever
had one pointed at me once?
Have you ever gone right on their rear ends and just stayed there?
Yeah,
because they cut you off,
lights, or I brake checked, and in retrospect, it was probably not a good thing.
Did you come up right alongside them and stick your tongue out or wave at them?
I have administered the salute. Yes.
Yeah,
the monodigit salute.
I've been saluted. I've been saluted several times too. So it's, you know, one time I had no idea what it was from. I mean, you know, sometimes you think, okay, I cut somebody off or something. One time, just kind of like driving down the road, and guy flips me off, and I'm like, well, maybe it was just my car or truck or something. It wasn't here. I did have a crazy person scream and yell at Linda and I on the corner one day, he's flipping us off, and I thought, wow. I wonder what's – maybe he doesn't like red trucks. But then I saw him do the same thing to a silver Mercedes behind us. You know, the one.
Well, it's a little like Poster Boy who walks down the sidewalk screaming at all the people on posters.
Oh, yeah. You know, the guy that comes by here all the time. Yeah, yells at our posters. Okay, but let's talk about road rage. You remember last year or 2013, this car – with an elderly couple in it, did cut off a guy. And they said that. They cut him off. It was by accident. It was by accident, and they then got off the freeway, and he followed him, put up alongside him, and threw. And, he was yelling. They rolled down the window to apologize or something, and the guy threw one of these big coffee cups, thermos type, threw it, hit the lady in the head. She's 67 years old. She's on blood thinners. She ends up having, it causes all types of blood loss. She ends up having a heart attack. She's in a coma. She's in the hospital for 13 days, and she has recovered from that. Well, that's been, that they caught the guy because the coffee cup hit her, got into the back seat, and they took fingerprints and palm prints off it and found the guy. He's right here in Reading. So he just pled out yesterday. And his name is Teddy Robertson. And not only is Teddy, but his wife, Lauren, also pled to be an accomplice afterwards, so I guess maybe she didn't say anything, or they got her for being an accessory because she, maybe she lied about something. I don't know. It's not clear. But they both are being sentenced, and he can get 3 years in jail. She can get 2 years. Felonies, 24 and 22. That's how old they are. He's 24. She's 22. That one incident, and I'm just saying maybe it's that one incident. I can't help but think, though, that when you have something like that, when you do something like that, there's more to it. But
a lot of anger.
A lot of anger there. But when they did it, is now they're felons, jail time. They're not going to be going to San Quentin, so they'll probably end up in the jail here, the county jail,
and on the street,
and then back and whatever they were doing before. But here was a 2 minutes out of their lives that have changed their lives forever.
Yeah.
But road rage, and I've seen instances of road rage. We've had this one story of these ladies were talking to us. This guy started, and they were not ever sure what caused it, but he started getting up close to him. He tried to run him off the road. They finally called. They were calling Highway Patrol, and Highway Patrol said, "Take this exit. We'll be waiting." And they did. They took the exit, and the guy follows him off. Highway Patrol, gathers him up, and he was still angry. So I'm not sure what they – I don't know what they did, if they did anything. But, you know, this the road rage where people get – you know, when people talk about getting shot or throwing things at cars and all that.
Yeah, rationality just goes out the window. And it becomes I wonder why that is.
It's kind of like your car is, you know, an extension of yourself in many ways. You know, your yellow Jeep with no windows, you know, that's you, Bob. I mean, you're back there. You're the mountain man kind of guy.
Well, you've been in situations where people were actively trying to actually kill you. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that is most important in those situations is keep your head, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to just run in circles and scream and shout. But on something like this, anyway, road rage. I just, you know, people need to think about that. And here's the other thing, too, is if it happens to you, you know, you can ramp it right up or you can answer it. And there's times in my life I would have. But now it's the kind of thing when you see it happen, you just kind of like back off. You know, just, okay, you know, be that way, buddy. I'm not, my mind, my spirit, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know? Not anymore. All right. Obama. But the new Congress is in. The new Senate sitting. It's a Republican majority. It's one of the largest majorities in Congress in the House of Representatives since World War II, and then a big 9 senator swing during the midterms, which kind of tells me that if I was just listening to the company, the country, and the people, it would say something like this: "We need to change. We need to change. That's why we voted these people in here." So the first thing they want to take up is the Keystone Pipeline, which, again, you know, the price of oil has dropped dramatically, as we all know. And the Keystone Pipeline is going to be able to bring more oil into our country. In other words, we can keep the cost of gasoline low. Now, do we want to destroy the oil companies? Of course not. Oil companies won't be, you know, because, like, you know, as we learned yesterday, like 40% of all of people's investments.
Yeah.
Or part of it is an oil company. So you don't want that to, you know, you don't want that to go away like that. But the Keystone Pipeline is something everybody's for, except some environmentalists. Democrats are for it. Mary Landrieu brought it up when she was making her desperate bid to maintain her Senate seat in Louisiana and got backing.
Is $40 oil going to kill the pipeline, do you think?
No. I don't think so, because I think that, you know, eventually all this is going to catch up and the price is going to go back up again. But here's the bottom line. Here's Congress. Here's the House of Representatives and the Senate are going to pass this Keystone Pipeline deal. And then the president has already said, I'll veto it. Well, I'm not exactly sure how that's working together on something like this. We're going to pass this. Oh, it's okay. I'll veto everything. But do they have enough votes? And wouldn't this be wonderful if they had enough votes from bipartisan votes to override a veto? Would that force Mr. Obama to start working with the Congress, at least on some things? Because the next thing they're going to do is they're going to go after certain aspects of the Obamacare. They're going to start cutting. They're going to start whittling that away. And they're not going to change all of it because not all of it needs to be changed. But they are going to change some of it. So they're going to start whittling away. And how do you do that? With the purse. And if you listen to Mark Levin, who's on our station every day from 3 to 6, he finds no difference between Republicans and Democrats because they're all acting the same. That the Republicans at any time could have cut the purse strings, cut it back severely. But now there is no reason for things to go on, since the Congress is controlled by the Republicans, that they can now start whittling away at everything and get our deficit, one, under control, but the spending come back into some kind of balanced budget where they can spend. They should take a listen. They should listen to our other show. It goes from 12 to 3, the Dave Ramsey Show, about living within your means, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt to pay this stuff off, but guess what? At the end of it, you're stronger, you're better, and you have a much better feeling about yourself and your situation. So, two shows right in a row you listen to here from 12 to 3 and from 3 to 6. Dave Ramsey will tell you how to get your finances under control, and Mark Levin will tell you how to spend that money. We'll be right back after the messages here. We've got a few more seconds here, but Ed Roman is joining us. And Ed, who, of course, is heading up the Reading Crime Watch Association, which has just gotten huge and has had a big impact on what's going on. We're going to talk about that and the 10 ideas from the Safe Cities Project and just a couple other things with Ed. As soon as we get back from the news, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. 36 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. France is reinforcing security after what the government calls a terrorist attack that killed 12 people at the offices of a French satirical newspaper, one that had poked fun at Islam's founder, Mohammed. British Prime Minister David Cameron in the House of Commons condemned the attack. He called it barbaric.
I know that this House and this country stands united with the French people in our opposition to all forms of terrorism, and we stand squarely for free speech and democracy. And these people will never be able to take us off those values.
And that publication had previously drawn condemnation from Muslims for publishing caricatures of Mohammed. President Obama among those also speaking out against those deadly shootings.
In a White House statement, President Obama denounced the attack as outrageous and horrific and offered thoughts and prayers for the people of France. He described France as America's oldest ally and has directed his administration to provide any assistance needed to help bring the terrorists to justice.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Officials say a gunman opened fire at a veterans medical clinic in West Texas on Tuesday. Fort Bliss Commander General Major General Stephen Twitty.
The alleged shooter is dead, and we have one casualty. That casualty is deceased.
The U.S. trade deficit fell in November to the lowest level in 11 months as crude oil imports dropped to a two-decade low.
The Commerce Department says the trade gap narrowed to $39 billion, down 7.7% from a revised October deficit of $42.2 billion. U.S. exports edged down 1% to $196.4 billion, with sales of commercial airliners falling. Imports fell even faster, declining by 2.2% to $235.4 billion. That was primarily the result of foreign oil.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now it's
on January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. 12 years in the making, The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
Best-selling author, Dr. Charles Stanley.
One of the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn in the Christian life is learning to wait upon God. There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. But that's not the way it is with God.
Dr. Charles Stanley's book, Waiting on God, is available now at bookstores everywhere.
The U.S. House wasting no time moving forward on GOP priorities,
including one measure left over from last Congress, reauthorizing the Terrorism Risk Insurance Program that expired at the end of December. The measure protects private insurance companies from catastrophic losses due to terrorist activities. It sailed through the House last year but died in the Senate due to the objections of then-Republican Senator Tom Coburn. It's expected to have a much easier path this time.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. A Senate hearing on the Keystone XL oil pipeline scheduled for today has been canceled. That does not mean the project itself has been put on hold. The Keystone XL pipeline would transport oil from Canada all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Supporters say it will prop up America's energy independence and help to create tens of thousands of jobs. Opponents say the oil would be exported to other countries while the pipeline could endanger the environment. This is SRN News. Looking at oil prices on the international markets, hitting a decades low again yesterday after yet a further decline, $2 at 11 pennies a barrel, wound up at $47.93. In the stock markets, the Dow coming off two big losing sessions, picking up some ground today. Right now it's up 120 points. Authorities have seized more than $18 million from the owners of a Massachusetts compounding pharmacy tied to a meningitis outbreak.
The funds were seized from 13 financial institutions. About $16.8 million was frozen in accounts connected to Carla and Douglas Conigliaro, the majority shareholders at the now-shuttered New England Compounding Center in Framingham. An additional $1.5 million was seized from accounts held by company co-founder Barry Cadden.
That's Keith Peters reporting. The couple have been charged with transferring assets following the nationwide outbreak, which was traced to tainted steroid injections. It killed 64 people. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The call on the bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It is January the 6th. Or is it January the 7th? It's January the 7th. My goodness, already.
Today would be the 7th.
Yeah, 2015. Yeah, Bob, show us what the weather is going to be. You can tell us what the weather's going to be.
This being radio, I can tell you what the weather is going to be. Hi, today.
Can you do some hand and arm gestures here and say, okay, oh, it's going to be a very cold in the morning, very warm in the afternoon.
Hi, today near 70, overnight low around 44, and no rain in sight. Bummer. Currently, it is 36 degrees at Reading. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Speaking of that, Alliance Heating and Air. 36 degrees out there. If your heater's not working, you probably need to have somebody look at it. Who should that be? Martin and all of his associates from Alliance Heating and Air. If you got an emergency, he'll work on it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any type of heating or cooling system. Warranties and guarantees are available. We use Martin. Bad Bob uses Martin. And we've got nothing but great things to say about the whole company. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, when all the crime started, not that Reading's ever been crime-free, but it's been pretty much, you know, compared to other cities without a lot of crime. Then we were visited by AB 109, which in its enormity put so many people on the street. We locked up so many people. We had no room at the inn anymore. We had people running. I mean, just literally amok on the streets. And we had no police. We had no place to put them. I mean, if the police caught them, and the sheriff, you know, we had the revolving door policy. I don't care what people say, but that's what it was. And the sheriff and the police chief both said that the system was broke. So what happens when the bureaucracy is broke? I'll tell you. Private citizens stand up. And in this case, we've got Ed Rollman. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
You're a businessman here in town.
I am.
And you know, you've got, of course, Sierra Gibbs and the hotel there. So
we do.
You and your partner. And you were noticing some things happening. on Hilltop, as along with everybody else. Was it a veritable crime spree?
Well, you know, I've been in business for about 37 years in the same spot. And, you know, that time period, I think crime was probably at the highest level I'd seen it at. And, you know, it started to be a concern when everybody started making the same comments that they're having the same issues. So we just kind of got a group of people together and brought some of the law enforcement people in the community together, some of the city council people and staff from City of Reading and just local business people, and started talking about what was going on out there, and found out that we had a lot of things in common. And Reading Merchants Crime Watch has grown from, you know, the first meeting was about 12 people. And now we have 652 people on our email list as of today, which, you know, the basic the idea behind it is just to be able to communicate when there's something going on, so that guy down the road might not have to deal with it like you just had to. So we email each other. We send out pictures of people that are doing activity.
I have literally seen a stream of emails go following a culprit from one business down, and as other businesses see it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Hey, here he's here. He's here. You know, and the police hopefully are waiting at the other end for him.
It's amazing. You know, it really, and Chief Paletti will admit that it's been very helpful to their department to be able to get this stuff in real time. And you know, there's probably 25 officers that have it right on their phone, so it comes up immediately to them. A lot of times what will happen is a picture comes up from a loss prevention person at one of the big box stores or something, because they're great at getting video and getting some great pictures. One of the cops will identify them before they even, you know, go on out on the call. So it's been helpful. It's just, it's a faster way, I think, of getting the message across that something's going on, no matter how minor, and hey, look out.
It's almost like a neighborhood watch, but with 600 of your closest neighbors.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, Jason Schroeder, who heads up the neighborhood watch program for the community, you know, he's done a tremendous job, you know, in the neighborhoods. He and I work very closely together. We've actually become pretty good friends. I just talked to his wife yesterday. She had some issues where she was working, and we discussed maybe some ways of fixing those or remedying those. So. Jason, in my eyes, has done just a job that we needed on the other side of the aisle. We needed people to take care of what was going on at home, and we're over here taking care of what's going on in your business. So,
do you think it's always going to be like this? That the business community or the private community is going to take care of this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I do. I think it's. It's on our backs to try to get some things done. You know, certainly, you know, we got to talk about things like increasing staffing. You know, for the police department, we're really understaffed. I mean, we can fight that all we want. And the fact of the matter is, we need more cops on the street. Even though we don't have a place maybe to keep them for a long period of time, what you do is when the police are able to go out and make a call, they push people out, and you know. Let them go to another community. Let them leave Reading.
That's what we would do. We would, you know, we'd surround a town, we'd push them out.
I mean, in the old days, that's what they did.
Yeah, you want to stay and fight? Of course, our rules of engagement are different than they are here in America, but you want to stay and fight? We welcome that too. We can be your best friends, your worst enemy, but right now you guys are leaving or you're going to die.
Yeah.
And they would leave, and then we go to the next village. And the problem is, again, boots on the ground, is having enough people to stay in the first part. In the first village that you just cleaned, because mm-hmm. if you didn't, they would just come in right behind you. And that's our problem here, is I agree 100%. I know Rob Poletti. I trust what Rob is saying, and that we have less police than we did back in the 80s. We've got a much higher population. We've got 60 square miles, which is bigger than San Francisco. And when you take a look at it, we need more. Now, what's the answer to that?
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of things you got to look at, you know, and, you know, everybody's throwing the tax thing out there. You know, I'll throw it on the table. I'm not a big tax guy, but the reality of it is that we need some revenue streaming in to be able to afford to have some community service officers as well as a few new cops. And I think that that needs to be looked at. It needs to be vetted out so that when, you know, we come up with an idea of an increase in tax, no matter what the percentage is, that we know what we're going to spend that money on. And
exactly what we're going to spend the money on.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go into it. The community's not going to accept the fact that we want to increase taxes just to, you know, get more cops on the street. They want to know how we're going to spend that money.
And we should, because it's our money. And you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, is that the money has got to go with putting new cops on the street mm-hmm. and fighting crime. It can't go into raises for in other organizations totally.
Yeah, true.
That kind of thing.
True story.
Okay. Well, that's one of the, that's one of the plans, is that, you know, when we were talking about it, was the, the tax raise. I mean, that word comes up and it causes bristles on everybody's back. But still, if we need to have police and we don't have police, where are they going to come from? If we don't have the income coming in,
right, and we got to remember this is a community problem. It's not an individual business problem. It's not an individual city problem.
It's
a community problem. And our community is not only Reading. It's Shasta County. Mm-hmm. It's what surrounds us.
Because, it's the whole county.
Yeah, and I think what we've got to do is we've got to find a way where we all work together. You know, everybody's got to come to the table. It's got to be business people. It's got to be the unions. It's got to be
everybody.
Everybody. The city of Reading, the county of Shasta, everybody has to work together to get this done.
We all have skin in the game here. And so now it's time to work together and see how we can do it. I'm here with Ed Rollman, who heads up of course, he's a well-known businessman in town and a philanthropist, you know, helping out. You help all types of different things happening. Ed, in fact,
I get called all kinds of things.
Well, yeah, and that was probably the nicest thing for today. But, in fact, Ed and I are going to be emceeing together.
True. January. Yeah, we are, aren't we? We're going to be on stage.
On stage together at the One Safe Place Crab Feed. Oh, wow. I can't wait for that.
That might be a comedy show.
It could be. It could, and whether we want it to be or not. But it could be. But we're going to have a good time with that. But he also started something called the Reading Merchant Crime Watch, which has been a big thing, big player here in town. We're going to take a quick break here, and we do. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Safe City Project.
Okay.
Because I know that you had a big part in this, too, even though that your name didn't really appear out there. We'll be right back.
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop, from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, you go into Espresso Joe's and you get any type of great coffee and blended drinks that you could possibly want. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, maybe all of California, serving just the very best of those cigars that are rated in the high 90s from Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. I'm here, of course, with Ed Roman, who, besides just being a businessman, a mainstay of our community, also started up the Reading Merchant Crime Watch. And while we were here minding our own business, gainfully employed, and legally in a meeting, the chief of police walked in. And for some reason, frisked our new intern, Elton, who is from Simpson University and plays baseball. But he said, okay, he was the wrong guy. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
You know what? The reason we held you here afterwards was to – we were talking about the numbers. And you have, of course, the specifics on numbers. We started talking about the number of police. And we've said it several times. So let's hear it again. The numbers we're at right now reaches back to, like, what, the 80s?
About 1996.
Okay, 1996. We're talking about 60 square miles?
59.1 square miles, according to the census, yeah, roughly 60 square miles.
All right. How many police do we need for this? Just by strictly using police averages?
Well, if you use averages, nationwide average is 1.7 officers per 1,000. So you have to look at, Redding's bedtime population is about 91,000. Traffic studies put it more about 120, 130 during the day. And market studies. So, if you just do an average, I think what, Chad and I put together to kind of demonstrate this is that would put us at about, 180 sworn if you go try to the two true daytime population. But really what it ends up being is it ends up being a decision by the community as to what service level that they want. I've talked at a lot of the town hall meetings about the two sides of policing, and that's the reactive side, which is the answering the calls for service or the 911 calls, or the proactive side. And the more officers you have to handle the reactive, the more you can dedicate to that proactive side. How much follow-up does the community want from, investigations? Right now we have two detectives that do all the burglary and property crime investigations for the entire city. So you only got 11 guys sitting over in investigations. CINTIF is down to, four agents when it used to be about nine agents. So it's what level of service does the community decide that it wants? And if you go from the 1.4, which is where the average for California is, to 1.7, which is the average nationwide, you're looking between 150 and 180 sworn. So to put that, kind of in perspective, I got a phone call Monday.
So right now you've got 98 sworn.
You put that in perspective. I mean, Ed Medrano from the chief of our Gardena called me the other day because we sent out a message as we go into the strategic planning to see which chiefs have worked with, consultants and which ones are good. And Ed called me and he and I are friends. And, we started talking about strategic planning and which consultants would be good. And we talked about a staffing model as a portion of that strategic plan. And Ed started asking me questions as to, how many officers do you have? I said, well, 98. I have this many people.
It's 98 on the books, but you've got like any time 10% of them are off, right?
Yeah, I've got nine off right now for surgeries. We've got two that we just hired. We've got two more vacancies right now. We have one more resignation that we're anticipating. And then a couple of others that may never come back because of the severity of their injuries.
I know so that some of them have gotten in fighting because they're fighting a lot more with the meth guys.
22 officers we've hired since I've been chief, roughly, just under 25% of the department in 3 years. Ed Medrano, if you look at Gardena, it's 65,000 people, according to what he told me the other day. He covers 6.5 square miles, and he's got 100 sworn. We've got 190 to 120,000 people, 60 square miles, we have 98 sworn. So when you look at those volumes and you disperse your police, our beats in Reading for each officer are about 9.5 square miles. And that's bigger than his entire city.
Well, that goes back to what we were talking about at the end of the last segment. It's really the community that has to make a lot of these decisions. How do they want to staff our police department? Do they want us to be able to, react
or be proactive?
Or be proactive. And I think part of the problem is that we can't be proactive right now. We have to be able to – all they can do is react.
Like I said, we clear the area. We push the bad guys out.
As soon as we leave, bad guys just sift back in. And that was our whole big thing about boots on the ground and needing a surge.
That's exactly right.
And what Ed and I were talking about was, you know, about the numbers. And you have just, you know, you've laid the numbers out here. And you have a plan with, you know, at various stages of, mm-hmm. if I have this much financing, I can do this. If I have this much financing, I can do this. And you've handed this to the city council.
Yeah, we did the course of action development plan. It shows what we can do with limited funding. I mean, we've got several projects in the work right now, and in meeting with the Reading Police Officers Association, you know, we've got Jason Schroeder coming on board. He's going to assist CSO Mike Leonard with the Neighborhood Watch Program. There's a couple of other things that I would like to see, put into place with the expansion of our cadet program and citizen volunteers. And, you know, we've got – but now you've also got to understand that, you know, we've got four – police officer positions that are on a federal COPS grant that runs out this. It's out.
That's about $1 million or something like that?
It's about $600,000 to retain those four. And then, you know, you've got several.
And if we lose that, you lose four policemen?
We'd lose four policemen if we don't have the expansion of those numbers. We've got several positions that are on partially funded by school districts to put SROs in the schools. So if we can get my thought process when I looked at the course of action development, you know, CSOs add customer service. Officers add enforcement and customer service. So CSOs handle those, you know, non-critical calls that don't necessarily take a guy with a gun, and the officers go out and handle the things that are dangerous and more critical. Well, if we got volunteers and cadets that took some of those CSO duties and we could shift more of that money to hiring police officers rather than CSOs, then I think we're getting, you know, both sides of it by utilizing, you know, every asset within our community. And we're looking at those things now. But, you know, you also have an expansion of, you know, we need this new computer system. That's, you know, we've been saving money in our budget, IPSS budget for that. And you've got, the body camera program based on the research that we've done so far. It's probably going to cost about $50,000, $60,000 for the data storage and a full-time employee just to manage all that data. So, you know, there's other costs that are coming in, not just, the expansion of police officers.
Well, that's a cheery start to the year.
I know. I'm just giving you the truth.
What I'm trying to do in the first two or three weeks here is we're hitting on things that are happening here in our state and our county. Get some of the politicians in talking about new laws, new everything's that are going to start impacting on us here. And this is an ongoing problem we have. And now with the initiative?
Prop 47.
Prop 47 that's turning even more loose. We can't help but think that it's going to get worse. So the bottom line is, we can turn you loose here, is that the plan's there. We need more cops. At the very minimum, we need to come up to like, 120?
Yeah, the Reading Police Department before the economy tanked was up to about 120 authorized positions. When I ran statistics for the state of California for every city between 90 and 120,000 people, the closest to us in landmass is the city of Fairfield at 40 square miles. They have 123 sworn. So, you know, I think if we can go in stages, you know, Rob's Wonderland or Rob's Dreamland I'd have 180 cops because, boy, we could do a lot of stuff with that. But
I want my own policeman.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of what it comes down to, is that every time they see a turn around, they see a cop, they don't commit a crime.
But part of your problem, though, like we were talking the other day, is finding
guys.
I mean, there's not people out there right now.
The first time I opened lateral positions when I became the chief, we had 39 lateral applicants, meaning experienced police officers that wanted to come to Reading. That really fell off with PEPRA and the change in the retirement system, because they're not leaving the higher to come to the lower. So we've started hiring entry levels as well. We've hired about five, and they're doing very well. The problem is right now, if you look at the California Peace Officer Standards and Training website or PORAC or any of those things, almost every department in the state of California is hiring right now, and they're hiring big. California Highway Patrol's going to hire a ton, and they're streamlining their hiring process.
In fact, we're having the captain for the Northern Region will be on Todd Gar will be on next week.
They're pushing very, very hard to fill their roles.
And it's tough for them because they had something like 13,000 applicants, and they ended up taking 130.
Yeah, it's about one or two every 100 applicants that finally can make it through the process to become a police officer. So, you know, we're competing with all of those agencies. And right now, if you sponsor yourself through a police academy and you don't get hired by the time you're done, you're probably never going to get hired. There's something there that's keeping you, because there's 6-7 agencies at Butte within the first week or two of the academy starting. So we're re-looking at how we're recruiting and going from more passive to active recruiting. And we may actually have to start, paying to send kids to the academy that are fresh. And then we're paying that person in that position and keeping that vacancy in patrol for that whole 6 months that they're in the academy.
Well, but, that,
so,
but that
that's may, probably where well, we're going to have to go.
But that may be the way we have to go. We take some good kids coming out of the service. They've already got some kind of training, and we got to take a break.
That's actually
now.
A great idea. I mean, think about what we'd be able to get out of that.
Well, you know, and the thing, because we can pick them. And the other thing they're talking about, too, is, and you were talking about it, was Rob was, or Chief, was the changing the school so it'd be easier for military police to transition into civilian policing. So that, because you're getting, because they're forcing a lot of people out, not forcing, but they're cutting way back. Mm-hmm. So there's so many MPs that are going to be coming off with 5, 6, 7, 8 years of police experience, quote, police experience, been through the major academies, which you have, because you head up all the
right.
all the MPs now for the Army as you're in California.
Well, when I talked to the Army said the California Post or Peace Officer Standards and Training wouldn't talk to them. So at the Cal Chiefs Conference, I talked to the director of California Post, and he said that's not true. So I'm going to try to get those two entities
That'd be good.
To talk.
Okay. Hey, Rob Plotty, Chief Rob Plotty of Reading has just stopped by here, and I'm not even going to tell you why he really stopped by. Yeah, I am. He was delivering bolognese sauce to Ed Roman, and I thought, I hope you're not using a police car, and then I realized you just work around the corner.
I walked around the corner.
Walked around the corner, then I just had my feelings hurt, but he said he's got one for me, too. And by the way, at the very end, Ed and I, when we're doing One Safe Place, on the crab feed, we're having a live auction, and one of the live auction items is a 5-person trap shoot at the Reading Gun Club, hosted by Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty, who will feed you a spaghetti with bolognese sauce that day.
Maybe we can get him to play the guitar and sing too, because
I
saw a video the other day that was pretty unique about our police chief.
Yeah. So did I.
He's a pretty talented guy.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm a campfire singer. If there's no logs and burning stuff, I'm not that great.
Well, who were all the girls that were kind of giggling and oogling in the back?
Yeah, well.
I didn't see that part.
No, the only video I know of me singing is on is at Igo National Cemetery for Memorial Day. So I doubt there was any of that.
No. Carl Lindebott, I'm here with Ed Roman, head of the Reading Merchant Crime Watch, and we'll be right back.
Needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free 1-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Attention all brides-to-be! If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653
or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is January the 7th, 8:35 in the morning, 36 degrees out there, maybe 37 now. It's going to be a nice day, though. The rest of the week's going to be nice like that. Unfortunately, we'd really like to have a lot of rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, a man's last stronghold. We all get our haircut there, Eldon. I'm talking to our new intern. He goes, yeah, I know that place. You walking in there, kind of bring the average age down a little bit, but that's okay with it. It's all ages, policeman, military, Bad Bob, who was just in there, looks like yesterday or the day before. Like I said, discounts for military and seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Hyper Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. My guest is Ed Roman, local merchant, philanthropist, city stalwart, mainstay, but he's also started the Reading Merchant Crime Watch right here.
Yeah, Frank Strazzarino calls me the Sheriff of Hilltop.
The Sheriff of Hilltop out on Hilltop. And I tell you, and he's over 600 merchants are in it, and it's still growing, as it should be, because what it is, it's, and we're on the email list, is that if there's problems, people start, they just put out the word to everybody, hey, this is happening, I've got, and they've got videos and all this. The chief was just here, and as he's walking out, he said the Crime Watch has been just invaluable to the law enforcement here in Reading. And again, outside the bureaucracy.
We've developed a great relationship, I think, in our community with law enforcement and city council. You know, even the new people coming on city council have been heavily involved in the Merchants Crime Watch meetings, and you know, they're all part of the loop, which, you know, I think that's really important because, you know, just like when we ended the first segment, we said it's going to take this entire community to make a change in the way things are going right now. And I don't talk to anybody out there that really isn't aware or doesn't seem to be aware of what's going on with the criminal activity in our community. So.
I think everybody is. I think so. Well, then that leads us to the next part here in our last two segments is the Safe City Project. And April LaFrance was one of the leaders in this, one of the spearheads on this. But the group that she put together came up with these 10 ideas. But they vetted a lot of them through, or vetted them through you.
Yeah, there was a group of us that they wanted to run it past just to, you know, get a feel of whether it was something the community would be able to grab onto. And because we'd been involved for so many years and kind of knew what the community was about. April was relatively new to the area.
Yeah, she is.
I think she's only been here about 3 years.
But she obviously cares about what's happening. Right,
yeah,
now.
I mean, I got to commend her. I think the lady did a wonderful job
of
stepping up in a very short period of time, putting some stuff together with her group. And, you know, it needed some twisting
sure.
and changes and manipulation. And it didn't all come out perfect in the presentation at the Civic Auditorium the night that she did it. But at least we got the ideas on the table. And all those ideas were ideas that have been talked about by many people in this community for a number of months.
Well, you know, but the bottom line is, here's somebody on the outside saw something had to be done, and there was – obviously it was not coming from our elected representatives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as we know. I mean, I didn't see anybody from the –
from the Board of Supervisors or the City Council coming up with these ideas. There was just some blathering going on, and this has been going on for 3 years.
Yeah.
So you start the Merchant Crime Watch. Okay, hey, that's a good idea. And then you had Sam Allen out of her boutique down there said, I've had enough, and gets you know, 1,500 people plus at our town hall meeting that the chief's holding. Mm-hmm. And then April LaFrance says, okay, here's these 10 things that she's, you know, that she vetted through a group of people who've been here for a while, but it's on the table. And there's a couple of them, which I call low-hanging fruit, you know, that you can just reach up and let's just do them.
Get them done.
Yeah. And one of those is the, what is it, Homeward Bound?
It's not called that anymore, no, but, yeah, you know, the idea is to get people back to where their beginnings were, and the approach is, you know, find a way to buy them a bus ticket, and there was a local business person that stepped up, Joe Wong, and said, hey, I'll give you some money to get this thing started, and my understanding is they've already sent like four people home. There's some rules to it.
Yeah,
you can only use it one time. So if you come back to Reading, you're not going to get to use it again, and you have to have like a job where somebody on the other end to receive you. That's going to help you, you know, get right over the hump, which I think's very admirable of Reading, because we could just give them a one-way bus ticket and dump them off on another city. But we're making sure that they have a chance to go.
Yeah, they have a place to go to, because there was other organizations, I think San Francisco, when they first started theirs, were just shipping them from San Francisco to another homeless facility in Iowa or someplace like that. So this was it's a good thing that's being done, and Joe Wong, who doesn't ever get, I think, on radio, was on our show and called in and talked about this. We were so happy to thank him publicly for putting out $16,000 of matching funds.
Well, that's a perfect example how the community works together. I mean,
yes.
April brought the thing to the table. I'd heard that comment probably 30 times from people in the community. Why don't we give them a bus ticket out of town? Well, there was a program
at one time
to do that. Yeah. It just wasn't – people didn't know about it. So when the mission steps up and says, hey, we'll manage it, and Joe Wong steps up and says, hey, we'll give you some money, there you go. The community worked together to get one of those projects done.
There you
go. Low-hanging fruit. I like that.
Well, it's a term we use in the service. You've got this big tree, all these great ideas. Well, you have some at the bottom that you can just immediately grab. Let's put it in a place, and then we can work on the other ones. And this is one of them. I think the other one is the impaired facility.
Yeah.
Where if they – instead of having to take them to the jail – and I know you've been to the jail. I've been to the jail. I've seen where they hold people, the facility there. And there's only so much room. And there's so many occupants that could be out there.
Right.
And then now you've got to take a policeman. Now you've got to do all these things. Another facility, which is what they wanted to do, is they pick up a drunk and they agree to do this. As they go to this facility, they sleep it off or get detoxed for the night. They get cleaned up. They get new clothes, get fed. And they're offered a chance to be helped.
Yeah, and I think they referred to it as a detox facility.
Detox facility.
Basically, what it was a quick way to get them, get the officers back on the street again.
Absolutely.
The problem with when they have to handle a situation where they take them to jail is they have all that paperwork and it takes them 2 or 3 hours. Plus, they have to use multiple personnel.
Right.
So what it does is it gives you a quicker way of letting them into the facility, takes like a half hour to get them,
absolutely
in a bed and off they go. And it doesn't handle, certain types of individuals. Like if a person is aggressive and stuff, they would still go to the jail. But for the most part,
you see a lot of people staggering around here that, on alcohol or drugs or something. They take them down here to sleep. And it gives them the opportunity to try and help them that.
That brings up one other thing that we vetted a lot of things, but one of the things we talked about was the mental health facilities or lack of mental health facilities. And it kind of opens up your eyes when you start talking about this, because I see a lot of these people on the street, and I don't know if it's drugs that's caused their mental problems or if their mental problems have led them to drugs. I mean, it could be a double-edged sword for all I know. I'm not an expert. But I do know that the majority of people that are out there on the streets have some kind of a problem.
And a mental problem.
It needs to be dealt with. And I don't know that that's going to be the simple fix. That's not low-hanging fruit.
No,
that's something that's going to cost money. It's a state issue as much as anything.
It's a national issue. I've been reading about how jails are now being turned almost into mental facilities because that's who they're picking up. A lot of them have. When I was, we took a tour of San Quentin, talk to the inmates. Have been there. I mean, guys have been there for 20, 30 years. And they said, what's the big difference you've seen? I mean, well, you know, of course, they probably tell us weird things anyway. But the big thing we heard from two different people, that the prisoners coming in now are different mm-hmm. than they were when they first came in. Because he said, when we came in, it was criminals. I mean, it was criminals. I mean, we did things, you know, robbed banks, you know, did those kind of things. Now, he says most of them are drug and alcohol related, you know, that they've had these problems and they commit crimes. And now they end up in San Quentin. Mm-hmm. So a type of thing is a mental thing. And, you and I kind of discussed a little bit yesterday, but you're absolutely right. Maybe we don't need a holding facility for criminals. Maybe we need a very large holding facility for crazy people mm-hmm. or maybe. People with mental instability, let's say.
There's a new TV show on called Gotham. You need to watch it because it kind of runs along those lines sometimes. And I kind of think about reality when I see it.
Sometimes that's where we live in Gotham. Hey, I'm here with Ed Roman. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today.
I miss Linda.
You know what? Everybody says
I came to see Linda. Just
thank you very much.
Give that man a button.
Well, here, I'm going to tell you how to do that. Because on February the 14th, Ed, Linda is going to have a special Valentine's Day show over at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. There's dinner, and you don't have to come for dinner, but if you wanted to, you could be there for dinner. But she'll be there singing from 6 to 8, she and her band. And it's a great time.
Well, thank
you very much there, Bob. And it was a Christmas. we won't back down? Is that what we're saying? She doesn't sing that. She sings these jazz things. Anyway, it's going to be at Elements Lounge. It's going to be on February the 14th. It goes from 6 to 8. But you're going to need to probably get reservations. In fact, you will. 243-3377. This is a great night. And plus, there's going to be some really good deals out there to spend the night and all those things. Anyway, that's going to be on February 14th. My guest is Ed Roman, who does so many things in town here, a great businessman, but he heads up the Reading Merchant Crime Watch here in town. And we're talking now with the talking about the Safe City Project, about April LaFrance. We gave her some props out there, and the chief of police was here saying what a great job your crime watch has done. The psychology or the mental illness part of it, I so much agree with you. I don't know how the answer is going to be for that. We can't even get enough money to put bad guys off the road. I mean, take them off the street and put them away. How are we going to find a facility? Because it's not just a facility, but now you're talking about even a more elevated type of facility with an elevated type of people there working, of employees there.
Well, you know, I don't think the state of California has done itself a lot of justice in some of the bills and stuff that they've passed over the years. I think they've created this quagmire of, you know, issues that, you know, I think the state's going to have to address it at some point in time so that the smaller communities, especially the rural communities, have the ability to deal with that stuff. I don't know that there's any expertise at the lower level. And I'm at a loss. I'm not an expert in that field. I know we have facilities and we have people out there that that deal with those problems. It just doesn't seem to be effective.
Yeah, you know, and you see people, you know, they looked at it when they did the study, and it says it looks like, you know, a third of the people want help.
Mm-hmm.
The third of the people don't like help, don't want help. You know, they like living in this little subculture, and those are the ones we really have to go after.
Sure.
But I think you can move those type of people. But the other third that can't be helped, they, mm-hmm. you know, they can't put a sentence together. Their brains are fried for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
They're either fried or they've got things with them that they, you know, 30 years ago they'd have been locked up to help take care of them.
Right.
And now we don't have that. So it's that third right. That is just absolutely going to be I don't know how. You're right. You know, that if you're going to take care of these people, then that's going to be a massive – that's going to be your fast train.
Sure. Stop and talk to some of them on the street, you know, when you're dealing with them and just, you know, get a feel of what, you know, what they're about. And, you know, I just say the majority of people do have some kind of issue that needs to be dealt with.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, this is Pat Karch calling. There is a third option that's kind of low-hanging fruit that people could consider if you're the right family. You might consider mentoring someone who's homeless, and that is to actually take them in and work with them for the long term to get them back on their feet and to work if it's the right kind of person and if you have the ability to do that.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, Pat. There's people out there that maybe all they need is a place to stay, a place to clean up, and an ability then to move forward.
You know, there was
good kick in the rear, you know, and similar to what you do with your own child, you know.
Yeah, there was another part of that was actually the 11th Safe City Project thing, which had to do with the religious community coming together, the churches coming together, and working in unity. I think that they could be really helpful in a project like that. You know, I think that they have the ability to mentor people because they have people that are in line within their congregations that are already wanting to do those kinds of things. So that might be something that that community could kind of take on.
And it's not a bad idea, Pat. Thank you for calling.
Nope. You bet. Have a great day.
You bet. See you soon. Again, the mentoring part. So we've talked about two of the low-hanging fruit, as we say, that could happen. The third one, of course, is one that's going to be a branch. I think it would be a branch of this tree that where the fruit is on. And a substantial branch is the mental health aspect.
You bet.
What were a couple of the others there?
They talked about you know, places to incarcerate, you know, getting the Breslauer facility up, doing the fire camp concept. Those are great things. And Sierra Pacific said they would donate some land.
Like
40
acres,
yeah. You know, that actually is a great concept that had been discussed by a group of former Cal Fire and some federal people that sat down with the sheriff and some other people months and months and months ago. And it's tough to get it going again because you got to have money. You know, the state's got to buy into it at some point because the local county doesn't have the money to operate the facility unless we're to, you know, unless we find a way to do that. So, you know, it all comes down
to money,
to money and to the financial part of it. And that's going to be the stumbling block, you know, for us, you know, for a number of years until we find a way to fix that.
I see Brent Weaver. One of the things Brent said was, as soon as he gets into office, he wanted to come up with that plan, do a strategic plan. Great idea. He brings it up, and Francie says no. She says essentially is wait till February when they're doing their strategic planning. Do you expect the city council to come up with a plan?
Well, yeah, actually, there's a group of us that have been meeting with city staff, and actually Chief Paletti is involved in it, where we were talking about how can we get to that point. Because one of the things we noticed is there really wasn't the kind of strategic plan that we were looking for as business people out there. And we were trying to find out what you know, how they could go about doing it. And, you know, I think number one, you have to have a city council that's willing to work together to lay the, I guess, the groundwork out for a strategic plan. And then, you know, give staff the direction that they need to give them so that they can put one together that works for the community. And I think you have to have involvement by all aspects of the community in putting that strategic plan together. It can't be just one person doing it.
No.
Because there's buy-in that you have to get from all these different groups and organizations and pieces of our community. We all have varying opinions. You and I don't agree 100% on everything that's out there. We might agree on 99% of it, but there's always going to be something out there that we don't agree on. And as I've gotten more involved in this whole thing, I've realized I think the key component to being successful in our community about anything we do is communicating and working together and compromising, you know, giving a little here and giving a little there. And I think we were at a point with council the last few years where we were at odds. And so we weren't getting a lot of things done. And I think that's changed.
No matter who had the good idea, there was somebody on the other side that was going to just say no automatically.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether Jones had a great idea or MacArthur had a great idea. There was, you know, and so, but now, but so whatever, just what everybody says, you know, they've got the team, they've got their dream team there.
Yep.
Well, they need to come out swinging, and I haven't seen that yet. And I kind of expected it to happen, but.
Yeah, but the holidays kind of always interfere with everything. I think this month's going to be telltale month. Hopefully that they're going to get some things done and, you know, move forward.
All right. And you know what? I think that we'll find out at the end of this month because I think Kurt's going to tell everybody on January 20th how much this is going to cost to do a plan like this. Well, frankly, how could we not do a plan like this?
Well, think about how powerful this is. If they don't get it done, then we elect new people in 2 years.
There you go.
And then there's another one in another 2 years. So, you know, the process, the people have to perform. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for everybody that sits on city council right now.
As do I.
I think we've got the group that can put this together, and
all they have to do is do it.
That's right.
And you know what? And everything they said, we need to have this. Well, you've got it. You've got the community on your side.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the people there that can, quote, work together. You've got it all. And so if it doesn't happen now, then you know what? I really don't know what to go. I don't know what direction to head to after that, because waiting 2 years really is, you know, at this point, then we just go back into the militia. Retribution Incorporated.
You know, it's against my as a business person, I want to get it done. I don't want to wait.
See,
you know,
that's the thing is that you and I see things that have to be done, and other businessmen, because this where our livelihood relies on it. We don't know that paycheck's going to be there every 2 weeks. Like when you're working for the government, I mean, let's just face it. Let's have their sense of urgency. As the general said one day when he got a lot of people there together, he says, "I sense." He says that sense of urgency for some of you that are in the rear is not there, for the, as opposed to the ones that are going to go across the line today or tomorrow. He says we need to heighten that. So that's what we need to do, is get that sense of urgency going. And we as citizens should be able to do that. Ed Roman, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? It's you have been on several times, but we need to have you more on, because, you know, with your spot in our community and the spot with the Crime Watch and then some other things. So thank you for coming on today.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking to about how to power your home during this electric, all this growth of electricity rates, where it's not going to cost you anything. Yeah, that's right. Solar power. We'll be right back. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of State Kerry has a message for the French people.
Each and every American stands with you today.
Reassuring words in the aftermath of a Paris terror attack that's left a dozen people dead.
It was about 11:30, just off Boulevard Richard Lenoir near Bastille, when masked men burst into the offices of Charlie Hebdo. The sound was recorded by a passerby.
C'est une arme automatique.
The shooting went on for 10 minutes.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Three gunmen remain at large. They attack the offices of a satirical weekly newspaper. One of the attackers heard to shout that they had, in their words, avenged the Prophet Muhammad. A newspaper worker who says that she was forced to let the gunmen into the building says they spoke fluent French and told her that they were from Al-Qaeda. Also,